on the gram, getting laughs at the stand. Only she can, only she hands. It's only, only, it's only she hands.
Welcome back to Only Feehens with me, Karen Elizabeth Feehan, and my reluctant co-host, Jared Elizabeth Schwartz.
Hey, guys. I hate myself. But I keep plugging away. This is perfect because I'm in such a state of self-loathing and like just like emotional upheaval this afternoon that I feel like I'm on your level. Like my brain feels mushy and undeveloped.
I was just going to talk about how this is going to be my birthday episode, and I'm so excited to be here, and I was going to book a guest.
I don't care. Nothing could make me happy today.
I just did a good self.
Sorry, say it again. Roll that back, Pat. Roll this whole section back. Start from the top.
Like the introduction?
Yep.
No, I don't got energy for that. Okay, I do. Welcome back to Only Feehens with me, Karen Elizabeth Feehan, and my reluctant co-host, Jared Evan Schwartz.
Hey. Hi, guys.
This is my birthday episode. My birthday is tomorrow. I'm going to be 25.
Happy birthday, 25.
I know.
I thought this whole time you were 25. Wow. No. Happy birthday.
Karen, you don't believe anything I tell you.
I don't. Ooh, that's so exciting. What do you have planned? I remember my 25th birthday. Just kidding. I was blacked out somewhere.
I was going to say, when did it happen? It didn't happen yet.
Very good, Jared.
Good
boy. Give him a treat.
We all know there was no cameras around when you turned 25, Karen. Got him. You can't. You know. See, that's what I do. I give a compliment and then the insult.
And then
first
reversing.
I'm sour and then I'm.
Woo!
Sweet.
Is my pussy wet? Whoa, boy, does it work? It's like I'm up, I'm down. It's like I'm nagged, I'm complimented. I don't know where to look. The charm is overwhelming. They're right. We should get together. I've been missing it all just now. It finally hit me.
Speaking of getting together, we just had Thanksgiving yesterday. Karen was barred from her family home because the past few years she's done some things that we can't really speak of. I'm just kidding. How was your Thanksgiving, Karen? I saw you spent it with a lot of up-and-coming comics, very successful friends. That must have been a lot of fun. Tell me all about it.
First off, this is like the first Thanksgiving that I haven't seen my family, I think maybe ever. I think maybe like one time like 6 years ago or maybe like one other time I had a waitress or something.
You blacked out and forgot to board the plane.
For sure. I mean, I definitely wasn't flying home when I was broke. I was like taking multiple buses, like with a backpack and sometimes
being
earnest.
The hottest chick on the megabus?
Micah, don't quote my act. You're gross.
Let me get a joke in. Karen.
One time, Micah
Fox.
Come
on, at least if I'm going to give a joke, it's going to be one of yours, so it's funny.
No, I get double riding credit. Sorry. At Thanksgiving, we sacrifice dogs, too. No, one Thanksgiving, I brought Ernest and Micah on the Feng Hua Chinese bus to Boston, and I don't know who.
And they're like, hey, no dogs. Micah, you got to go.
That's pretty good. Ernest vomited on the bus. Ernest vomited like up the bus because we were in the back of the bus, so it traveled under everyone's seat. I don't know how far it got.
And then they're like, ew, did Karen take her clothes off? It smells in here.
Yeah, Karen smells like dog barf. She definitely looks like a girl who smells like dog barf. My perfume costs more than your fucking sneakers, you fucking dope. Oh, that's probably my fault.
I'm wearing a cheap pair today, all right?
I'm just so, I have like my period. I'm like really sad.
Oh, that's why she looks so bloated. Got him. I would never say that. That's so fucked up. I said that off camera. I was like, I should have saved it. And she's like, no, you can retell. And I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
And then you did. It's hard when like you're being like vulnerable and you're trying to like tell somebody, you're like, listen, my like emotional state is like legit like off. Like I've been crying like all afternoon. Like I'm very sad. And then we're like, you look bloated. Like that.
Tell me about it, Karen.
The lack of compassion is just unreal. Yeah, but mine
I'm
is
an empath.
The difference is mine is rare. Yours is constant. You're never okay. Like, that's why I always have to enter kitty gloves with Jared or whatever. I wonder how he's fucking fragile. How I can't make fun of him that much.
Thanks for asking about me.
I don't care. For once, it's about me.
Tell me about it. What's going on in your life?
I don't want to talk about it.
I fucking hate you.
It's private. If I talk about it, it'll make it worse.
No, I'm here. You can. I'll sulk it in. I'll have empathy for you. And
no, you don't get to sulk it in. You don't get to sulk.
I'll sulk with you.
I don't want your sulk.
I don't even know what sulk means.
I know. It means this.
No, I know what it means. I looked it up yesterday. I said it in the wrong context. I was like, did I say that right?
Who are you trying to scoop up with skulk? Or skulk? What was it?
Sulk.
What's skulk? That's something else. It reminds me of like skulk. So the skull reason why
I'm in such a decent mood is because I took home the MVP at my annual turkey bowl yesterday.
Did you just struggle with yesterday? Did you just have a breakdown over yesterday? Were you trying to think of last day, last night?
Yeah.
The last of...
It was a great time. Shout out to my boy, Pat. He came through. He was my number one pick.
Our Pat?
Yes, our Pat. He joins us. He's been joining us now, I think, for about 3 years. I think this is third year. This is number four.
I would have played. I would have fucking smoked everyone.
Karen would have been a great cheerleader.
A, I was a cheerleader. B, I would have been a better player than both of you. I could run laps around both of you.
This is me thinking of a joke for a football term, but I got nothing. Okay, moving on.
What? Me and my tight end making fucking wide.
Gross, fucking Karen. Nobody wants to hear that.
Wide receiving.
Okay, we got. Yeah, I was trying to think of like clean jokes.
Oh, well, I was thinking of going deep.
And I would not be throwing you the ball.
I was thinking it would be Karen and your dad roasting everyone on the sidelines.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be a good time. You still yet to meet my dad.
Why don't you believe my athletic prowess is better than both of yours combined?
Never said it wasn't. I'm sure. I threw up mid-game. I had to stop playing. I was not in good shape.
You threw up?
I did not eat breakfast.
Did you get back in?
Yes, I got back in and had three more TDs. I had a great catch. A few great catches out of a lot of deflections, and we took home the W. It was great.
Go ahead.
No, I think it's because they did have a – what's the opposite? The handicap. They were handicapped. My brother wasn't allowed to play this year because he had a sprained elbow. So that was their big guy.
Not being allowed to play. That's just not being able to play. It's not like he was like not well.
No, his girlfriend said, "You're not allowed to play."
Oh, that's cute.
And then he plays one play. He just runs the route, slips on the grass, falls on there. He goes, "Fuck, Michelle was right."
Aww.
And then he ran off. Shout out to my brother, man. I love him. He's great. It was a good time. Shout out to everyone that came out. Nobody. They listened to it.
What's happening? What just happened? Are you in love with someone who like saw you play?
I used to go
to my ex's house in Philadelphia, and they would play. He would play with his family, and I would watch sometimes. And then they would get drunk after, and that's what I was drinking too. Yeah. Yeah, we smoked weed. It was really fun.
Yeah, it's a great time. We've been doing it. It's an annual tradition for about like 15 years now. It's a great time. My dad sets up a nice little spread. You know, he gets shrimp rings, some meat, super sad, some pickles, some hot chocolates, some chips. Everybody brings a few things. You know, it's a great time. And you know, I'm glad to keep the tradition going. Dinner was a great time. Went to my family, my cousin's house. Yeah, now I'm here with you, and that's, you know, you really bring the mood down, Karen.
Yeah, I mean, I dated a guy, and like, you know, our holidays like weren't.
You dated
spent
multiple guys, Karen. You
know. Together because like he had a kid, and it was fine. We would like FaceTime or whatever, and then another boyfriend came for Thanksgiving, and he was so cute. And we watched basketball, and he fell asleep on the couch. My mom took his picture. I think we both fell asleep. My mom took our picture. It was really cute. And then yeah, Lawrence, I used to go to his place for Thanksgiving, and my family would make me feel pretty guilty. This year I FaceTime with them, and I felt pretty guilty about not being with them.
We FaceTimed my grandma yesterday.
But I made two different kinds of vegetables. I made roasted broccoli and kale with onions and like lemon. And
then the other vegetable was whoever was with you.
actually like usually date like lately anyway, like younger guys. Like I that usually tends to be the case.
I'm open. I thought that was a good joke.
Yeah, but it's just like so inaccurate, I guess. It's like irritating.
Oh, jokes have to be accurate now.
No. But
so tell me about it, Karen. Open up, please.
No.
What's going on? It's not just
I'm also made roasted sweet potatoes.
I'm doing pretty good today, and you're not letting me enjoy it. It's pretty fucked up. You know, also I want to say this on the pod. I'm very thankful for we didn't get to say this last week. We didn't know I fucked up my days. I didn't know that was gonna be the Thanksgiving.
It's like
episode.
The one time it would have come in useful, you don't know it. Like you don't come for it. Like you don't You better know it for Christmas, and you better know it for New Year's, and you better know it for Chinese New Year's, and you better
Passover, Jewish New Year's.
You better know it for Passover. You better know it for Hanukkah. You better know it for Valentine's Day. You better know it for Memorial Day. You better know it for Maypole Day. You better know it for Veterans Day, and you better know it for the 4th of July and Flag Day.
Well, my 6 month.
Your 6 month what? If you know what it is, if it's something.
So my 6 month would have been up by then.
Your 6 months of what?
That I put in.
That you put in for what?
It was a callback. It was a callback. That didn't work.
A callback?
Is your memory all right, Karen?
No.
You're getting old. We know.
Did you get it, Pat? Oh, really? So shut up. It's you.
What? The 6 months that I put in. My resignation.
How long have we been recording this podcast, Pat?
We have the timer right there,
Karen. No. Not the not the minutes.
Over a year and 6 weeks.
Thanks. So this is a baby.
We really
I made this. This is my baby. And you guys are
We made this
it.
Together? gross.
What?
I said we made this together.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I know. Baby. I'm letting you like watch it.
Well,
there's no this without me. There's very much easily a this without you.
You know, I think we should talk and get our
grievances out.
Not
Can
grievances.
I go first?
I was going to talk about like our what we're thankful for.
I'm grateful for you having more punctual as of late. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for Pat either sweating less or wearing undershirts.
Because of the weather.
Grateful for that.
Like actual things, Karen.
Those things are both very important and meaningful to me. And they affect my mood and my lifestyle.
That's good.
I'm grateful for you giving me rides sometimes. Saves me money. It's only, the only downside is the conversation that we have to have.
I know, you've been putting your headphones on in the car. Really.
I can't handle it. I just want to like... no, I just like have such a fixation and with someone, and it's just like running my life.
Because you're love bombing. I looked it up. I'm like, shouldn't be doing that. I think I got love bombed.
That says fix my dress because my pussy's out. He's such.
Well,
a
they gotta pay extra for that content.
Such a fucking loser. Oh, I'd like to take a minute to apologize for the way I used the term homosexual. In our last episode, I want to speak directly to my homosexual fans. If any of you were hurt or offended by that, I just want to let you know that you're gay. I love you guys. Moving on.
Well, I'm thankful for you, Karen.
We know.
I'm thankful for my man, Pat. I'm thankful for the comedy
scene. Give it up for Pat.
I'm thankful.
Give it up for Pat.
Thankful for all the lessons I learned this year, the relationships I built.
And ruined.
I'm thankful for those too because they taught me a lot of lessons.
Yeah.
Boundaries. You know, learning how to think.
Boundaries. He's like, can I come to the stand? I'm like, do not come early. I couldn't have been more clear about like, do not crash this fucking Friendsgiving. You were not invited.
I showed up for the 8 o'clock show.
I showed up for the 8 o'clock show. I showed up for the 8 o'clock. I showed up for the 8 o'clock. I told you, do not come. My tone was so clear. If somebody says to you about a place, if they space out the words, do not come, instead of don't come, don't go there.
She also said, come later. So yeah. At 7 o'clock, when's later?
10. 10 is
be
later.
Specific. Be specific.
Suck my dick and know how to be alive.
I went for the 8 o'clock show. If you want to get on a show, you show up early.
No, Jared, you're driving everyone nuts.
Was I?
Yeah, dude.
No, they're all happy to see me.
Nobody is. No one.
A few people are
zip,
happy.
Zip, zilch, zero.
No.
Ojlien.
Paul invited
Nada.
Me. He invited. He's like, hey, we got a few open seats. Sit down. Enjoy it.
Paul's an alcoholic drug addict.
He's good people's. He's good people's. It was a great
He's
dinner.
He's an alcoholic drug addict. And cheers to him. Happy holidays. Shout out to all my alcoholics who may or may not be using marijuana management to curb their fucking addiction this holiday season. It's always the worst around the holidays because regular normal people start drinking at like fucking noon and are just like, la-di-da.
And the people who you want to relapse don't relapse, and it's just fucking bullshit.
That's how little you know about the human spirit.
I don't know shit about the human spirit. Tell me about it.
It's very resilient. Some people's.
What is the human spirit to begin with?
It's your essence.
Okay, now explain what essence is.
It's your power source. It's where you find your balance and your strength.
Yeah, I've been working on that. I've been reading a lot of self-help articles.
I know. I feel like mine keeps getting less and less. You're draining my power.
Good, because you took mine.
What was yours?
I felt like if we watched like episodes like 1 through fucking 25, I was this happy-go-lucky fucking guy. And then we should go back. You should do a little fucking freeze frame of just my smile like, going from like ear to ear to fucking just the crepitating. I just said a word that isn't even a word.
Decrepitating?
Spell that, Pat.
I think... Depreciating.
Depreciating, yep. That's the word I meant.
But that might be a word.
Oh God, it's a real word.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Decepit. How do you say it? Decrepit. But you. I'm so blind.
But
yeah, it is a word.
It is a word. Go down. There's probably another meaning of it though.
Nobody cares.
Okay.
I think like decrepit means something. Okay. That's like an adjective for like
it's
a decrepit
right
old person. Decrepitate. What does it mean? Like falling apart?
That's what I meant. Yeah, that's how I meant. Like to like.
I love how like people are like, hey, let me tune into this podcast to learn like, I don't know, a 7th grade reading level word. Just that'll really add to my life. That'll really get me places.
No,
they're here
I think
for comedy.
Yeah.
This isn't funny. This is stupid.
Or maybe catch a Nipsey.
Why are we doing this?
I don't know, Karen. I want to say you keep inviting me back, but you don't. I'm the one who's asking, hey, are we doing this today? You don't firm up.
Literally did not think we were recording today. Today after Thanksgiving. I was like, is he nuts? When did you text me?
Like 9 a.m.
I was like, he's like, what time today? I'm like, today? We cannot record today.
No off days.
I had my period. I ate so much. I was shoving a cupcake.
It was going somewhere else.
It was like a chocolate and then caramel fucking frosted. I made it like a sandwich like you're supposed to do with cupcakes.
Wait, say that one more time. You made a what? I'm all right. Thank you.
I made it like a sandwich.
Pat, do you mind go getting the ashtray?
Yeah.
Wait, did you see Pete Davidson's Walking in Staten song?
No.
I'm walking in Staten. All right, that's it.
To like the tune of "Cause I Was Walking in Memphis."
Yeah, that's exactly. And then they brought that guy. Really, Pat? They brought.
He's trying to stay out of frame because he knows he'll get roasted in the comments.
And then, so what they did was, they have him on the phone. They go, "You guys want to do a parody of my song? No. What do you mean I'm already in it?"
That's really funny.
But yes, what did you say you were making? What you made?
I made roasted sweet potatoes, you know, with like a little rosemary and thyme and, you know, salt and pepper. Nothing crazy. Both of my side dishes were actually...
That sounds like a good name for you. A roasted sweet potato. It's pretty cute. Because you're a potato.
I love potatoes. Big Shane Gillis fan.
Speaking of Shane Gillis, I had to follow him the other night.
This is one of my best pranks. This was one of my top 10 pranks of all time. Go Karen. Woo, woo. So, like, Joe Harari and Ian Lara are, like, daring me to throw Jared up. I'm tired. I don't want to throw Jared up. Like, you should just throw him up. I'm like, no. But then I'm up there, and I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I gave no warning. All I said was, this next comic is the co-host of the OnlyFans podcast. Please give it up for Jared Schwartz. He was out of there. He was all the way in the back of the... He'd been bugging us all. What do you mean, did he ask, Pat? He always...
Oh, I did. He's never not asking.
He asks with his presence. That's your spirit animal, is asking, begging. Your spirit animal is a pauper, an orphan. Beggar. You're a beggar.
No, I'm not.
You're a beggar.
No, I'm not.
I look at you and I think beggar.
Really?
Yes. Especially
I'm wearing a Supreme hoodie.
Yeah, throw me up.
No.
Begging for stage time. Beggar.
Stop. Stop, Karen. Stop.
Anyway, he doesn't know, so he's running.
I offered Shane Gillis a ride to the cellar.
Yeah, then Joe comes up to me and he's on stage. He's like, this is really smart because now, like, Shane can get out of here. I'm like, I know.
Did he say that? Yeah. That's so funny. I did all right.
You're welcome, Shane. You would have been drenched by the time you got to the cellar. Shane!
I would have been quiet. Would have been a nice quiet ride.
You would have been like, that Jared Schwartz.
At least he would have knew my name. but the set was it.
Mark that for a clip. That was really funny of me, Pat.
I wasn't laughing.
Yeah, because your feelings were getting hurt. Stupid.
This still hurt from you calling me a beggar.
Good. But hold on, let me finish that story. So he goes up. Gets one big pop in the beginning and then kind of levels out. And then Lara comes down because for some reason he doesn't know that I fucking take dares very seriously. You dare me to do something, I'm going to do it. He's like, well, why don't you let me close?
I dare you to stop making fun of me.
No. Nice try. I have my legs crossed.
She did have her legs crossed.
So then he's like, why don't you let me look? I'm like, first of all, Ian Lara was walking around the club
with
a bottle of wine.
With a bottle of wine,
and
then I brought
glass,
him down.
Like, he's a fucking mafia, fucking the head of the gambling.
He runs the place.
Like, so then he's like, why don't you let me close the place? I was like, all right, go ahead. And then I bring him up. I go, the sex comic is way funnier than Jared.
And then he goes up and he goes, you guys don't want more comedy. And I hear Joe. Joe goes, that's what a professional does. And I go, well, I took
notes. He's so perfect. In every way. I'm madly in love with him.
Karen, he's out of here. Nor does he listen to this.
Clip that out too, Pat. I'm going to send it to
him. Is that why?
Pat, we're going to make special content for Ian. It's going to be this mixed with a little something else. Bumping. It's going to be called Bumping Mics. Oh! All right, listen. Let's cover some topics in the news.
Pete Davidson still dating.
No, that's fine. We covered that. I mean, like, real news. Like, that kid, that white kid was allowed to shoot people, and those white people have to go to jail for shooting that black person. And that's good. What did they...
Covered all the top stories. COVID-19 variant. Another COVID-19 variant.
Oh, that was something... I'm sure it's probably one of these, like, QAnon... things I followed for research just to look.
Can we go back into
can I finish my fucking thought? But they're like posting stuff like there's more COVID deaths now than there were pre-vaccine, and I'm like, people are gonna keep dying because like some people still aren't going to the gym and getting IV drips. So live your life, do what you want, but like I'm gonna live forever.
Go back into lockdown, because that's when I was doing pretty well.
Yeah, I like
you know, when everybody like really couldn't do much. You know, and like I sort of looked pretty good.
Yeah, you missed the times when the bar was low. Oh, Bitcoin's taking a nosedive.
No, not really, is it? Buy. What? Is it really?
We buy the dip, Pat? We buying the dip?
Ethereum.
We buying the dip? Is that what we're doing?
Karen, you're doing pretty good.
Me?
Oh, it took a little dip. Damn. Took a little dip. Fucking DraftKings. Can we get that back up?
I don't know what that is.
It's a betting website.
Betting website. I want anyone who struggles with gambling to seek help.
Well, you need to seek help because you took a gamble putting me on this podcast.
That's a risk taking. And this is still somewhat of a value. This has value. Say it with me. This has value.
I have value.
No, I didn't. That's.
Well, that's how I interpreted it, Karen.
And at this point, I would throw a homophobic slur your way, but since I've been since I've been canceled, I've changed my ways.
That's funny.
I'm canceled.
So.
From Brooklyn Comedy Club.
What are you looking forward to in the December?
I'm gonna have to buy some serious like thermal underwear or like under things.
Lingerie.
Pat, you can't just watch TV at the end of the podcast. Are people? I meant to watch our podcast like in.
Pat's watching our podcast while recording our podcast.
I meant to like jump in there when it was recording, but I think I did not masturbate today because I was crying.
Oh, that's why you're in a bad mood.
I have to, every day I have to have some sort of a release. I mean, I did a 30-minute sauna the first thing this morning. Yeah. The first thing I did this morning was a 30-minute sauna, which really, I think, helped out because I just had like a bunch of like the junk that I ate yesterday in me. Mm-hmm. So it was like, sweat it out. But like, I couldn't commit to a full workout. I did like 15 minutes of this 30, of this kettlebell. My kettlebell is 30 pounds. Ernest is chewing on something on his leg, and I think it's a tumor, and it's probably cancer, but I'm way too afraid to bring him to the vet to find that out. And I'm like, you can save him. It's just going to be like 30 grand. And it's like, all right.
You're rich.
We're doing porn.
I'm about to be 20.
To save Ernest's life, we're going to do a go fuck me.
That's funny.
Ernest. Are you a good boy? I'm... So on December 11th, it's SantaCon. I'm going to be doing like a thing with Jim and Sam where we're going to do like a speed dating type thing. And they're going to go get me like hopefully some sober, but I assume mostly drunk Santa men to have like speed dates with. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm saying that so I remember to order like a cute costume because I cannot trust them to get me anything. It'll be cheap and gross. No offense, Jim and Sam. Looking forward to it.
Anything
that's else? What I'm looking for. What do you mean anything else? That's like, they're like a big radio show and it's like a whole, it's going to be a whole new life for me. I'm going to get a new boyfriend and he's going to be from New Jersey.
Or Staten Island.
If I'm lucky. I don't want anyone except for this one person.
Oh, Pat, you should play that video.
Oh, God. Play what video?
Is that
video?
The edited one?
Play what video? Play
Is
what
that the
video?
Edited one?
Play what video? Jared, no, no, no. Jared, no, 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 no. No, 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 Jared, no, no. No, no, no.
They said enough weed can't fit in a joint. What do you mean? Are you fucking kidding me, man? I fucking rolled this with my own two hands, man.
Fucking hands out of the camera.
I learned this shit in Cuba, man.
TikTok viral.
I learned this shit before I got on a fucking boat and came over here. Before I knew American,
oh my God, like
I knew how to fucking roll a doobie, man.
Fucking roll a doobie, man.
I know two things, man. I know how to.
If you are gonna put that on the podcast, play the real version. That was all.
No, play what I just reacted to.
Yes, there's a version with me not talking. There's the actual just him, his sound. It's the voice.
I mean, I guess either way, I would react.
Yeah. So yeah, if you were to ask me what I was looking forward to in December, I would tell you my birthday.
When's your birthday?
The 4th.
Of?
I have a comedy competition.
So next week we have to get Jared something?
We don't have to.
I mean this week. A week from today.
Next Saturday will be my birthday.
So the 4th will be.
You can do whatever you want. Nobody's forcing you to do anything.
What do you want? Who would be your dream guest?
Wow, my dream guest.
Mm-hmm.
Pick 3.
I'll tell you off camera.
Listen, I'm not gonna do it.
Like, I know.
There's no way. So you might as well just say it now to make the show interesting. Who fucking withholds?
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, it'd probably be like Wire David.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler, Seth Rogen.
Okay, cool. Pat?
Yeah. Work on it. You're the producer, Pat.
Let me know.
I got
let them know that I was on TLC.
Comedy Central.
As I say the
homophobic slur.
I say a homophobic slur on Comedy Central.
Yeah, I got a comedy competition that I'm in the finals for. So maybe I can run a few sets. Imagine like going around asking people if I can run sets for this comedy competition.
Yeah, God forbid you act like a professional comic.
I know.
No, I don't know. I don't really care.
I already get enough sets in.
I don't care. I do not care at all. You cannot make me care.
Did you knit it yourself?
I don't care. I do not stinking care. I do not freaking care. I do not care.
Karen's got to make her spot. I got to drive her there. We got to go. She's got to make her spot. I'm gonna kick her out and take her spot.
He'll take my spot.
And bop
over my dead body. He will not get my spot.
All right, that was fun. Yeah, you can watch my new cartoon that
who
just
called
dropped.
Me. I wish it was.
I just had
you
a new
know.
Cartoon drop this week. I got another one dropping next week. Mama's Boy Comedy still happening. What a year it's been, man. Fucking Mama's Boy Comedy, 70 fucking shows, dude. Holy shit, what am I doing with my life? What does it mean? You know, like, cool, I did shows, but like, what's next? That's for me to know and for you to find out. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that. thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm so sorry. You know, we're working on episode 3 of Karen Sucks right now. It's really coming together. Definitely going to be making some more stuff for Patreon. You know, I know that we've been putting extended, you know, clips up there, haven't we? He goes, yeah, I'm coming. That's what my producer just looked in the eyes and goes, yeah, I'm coming. All right, now we say bye.
Am I just back there? You want to do my show tomorrow?
Yeah. Bye. It's only she is.